Charles Valadez and Jay Hochberg have been a couple for 8 years. They met in Philadelphia and lived in Texas before moving to Alaska. Hochberg is an attorney with the State Office of Public Defense and says the court ruling making his marriage possible means a lot.
Marriage is a legal relation with important rights and duties attached to it. But for us, it's also important as a formal recognition of something very precious to us, which is our partnership.
Hochberg says he and Valadez have been waiting for same-sex marriage to become possible in this state.
We live in Alaska, and we were waiting and hoping for the law to change here so that we could get married here in Ketchikan.
Hochberg says they talked before about what kind of wedding they'd like to have with lots of different ideas over the years.
But to tell you the truth, we feel like we've been waiting so long, we're just going to hurry up and have a wedding at the courthouse, a short ceremony just for us, and probably throw a big party sometime down the road.
Hochberg says he understands that not everyone agrees that gay couples should be allowed to get married.
I respect people's rights to have those beliefs, and I hope that over time those beliefs will change. If anything, extending civil marriage to same-sex couples only enforces the importance of marriage to individuals and communities. And it's really just a testament to the enduring place of marriage in our laws and in our community spirit.
Alaska requires couples to wait 3 days to get married after filing their application. Hochberg says he and Valadez will have a private ceremony at the courthouse as soon as possible. Valadez declined to be interviewed for this story. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.